Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe McCabe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Kreutzer. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Kreutzer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamlin for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Locke out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Cater moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Berry reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCabe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skowron moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held. Throws the ball into Brinkman, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Skowron scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dallas Green now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hamlin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0 for 1 in the game. McCabe takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCabe moves to third. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Dallas Green. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Cater reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward scores. Cater moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from McCabe and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Buford reaches second base with a double. Howard throws the ball into McMullen who tags Buford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCabe takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Wilhite now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCabe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Locke moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Nick Wilhite. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Ted Wills now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.